Kamala Harris, U.S. Senator. My divorce mitigator had an office across the street from a Bed Bath & Beyond. It was a huge store, and I thought of going there the way one thinks of going somewhere one happens to pass by and never does, because I needed to park underneath a 20-story building to meet my ex-wife and this other woman who we hired to file the divorce paperwork and to suggest how we might split amicably. And I remember, quite distinctly, the way one remembers something that was part curiosity and part pain. My ex-wife pointing out the sign on the office next door to the mitigator, Kamala Harris, U.S. Senator. It was such a plain-looking door, brown, as the floor was brown. Brown, my feeling, as my ex-wife noticed this. I remember thinking how interesting it was that she pointed it out, both of us starstruck by a stupid brown door with a name on it, the name of the woman who had just faced down Joe Biden, a woman who rented an office on the 7th floor of this nondescript building on Olympic Boulevard in Los Angeles, where I was meeting with a mitigator and the woman I was married to for 17 years, who I had 2 kids with, and who was now divorcing me while simultaneously pointing out the name on a door, Kamala Harris, and the electric blue Tarantino sky behind it all, and the bathroom that was across the same hallway for which you needed to ask for the key, and how I asked once and went in and felt a tightness in my chest. I thought I was having a heart attack, though I wasn't. It was more an existential thing, as in, where am I and what is happening? I needed to take a break from negotiating the way politicians negotiate, the way they bicker on bright stages that are just stages and nothing more.